With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump is creating his own National Energy Council.
Its stated purpose is to establish U.S. energy dominance around the world, a key point in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more domestic oil to allies and to move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change. Their mandate will be to cut bureaucratic red tape, to enhance private sector investments, and focus on innovation instead of what Mr. Trump deems, quote, totally unnecessary regulation, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled Senate committees will be holding hearings on Trump cabinet nominees in early January so they can start holding votes right after Donald Trump is sworn in on Inauguration Day.
And then we should go right in after President Trump takes his hands off the Bible and gives what I'm sure will be an excellent speech. We should go right back to the Senate chamber and start confirming those nominees.
Senator Cotton interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Officials in Erie County, New York, say there's a risk of extreme lake effect snows in portions of the area.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
That advice from County Executive Mark Poloncarz. There's been another food recall. The details from correspondent Shelley Adler.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. No illnesses were immediately reported. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is SRN News. A new agency is targeting Planned Parenthood.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters still cast their ballots for President Trump on Election Day. The study finds that in most states, young people overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures, even as they pulled the lever for Mr. Trump at the top of the ticket. Adults aged 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums, even as they moved right from the 2020 election, pulling the lever for Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Small business owners have had a mostly positive reaction to a judge's decision to strike down an overtime rule that would have qualified more workers for overtime pay.
Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas blocked a new rule from the Biden administration that would have expanded access to overtime pay to millions more salaried workers across the U.S. Nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week, but many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Atlantic City finally getting a beach replenishment project that businesses say is essential for visitors who've had very little space to spread their towels for two sand-starved summers. Work now underway on a project by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to widen beaches in Atlantic City. More of these stories at srnnews.com.